Jones, Mrs. Jones, J-O-N-E-S. First name is Caronetta, C-A-R-O-N-E-T-T-A, 53151. 69-year-old woman currently on hospice with chronic systolic congestive heart failure, period. Patient has a history of Alzheimer's, dementia, obesity, rheumatoid arthritis, period. Patient is totally and completely debilitated. She sits in a chair all day long. She's short of breath with conversation, period. Her PPS is at 40%. Her FAST is at 60. She used to be on CPAP but is no longer wishing to use the CPAP. She appears to have ascites and doesn't know if that's ever been confirmed, period. She also was told by her cardiologist that she has both the relaxation and the stiffness of the heart, which makes it more likely she has both diastolic and systolic dysfunction, period. She has orthopnea. She has PND, period. She's short of breath, period. Her O2 sat is 95% on room air, but standing up caused it to drop down to 88, period. Patient could use oxygen at night because of pulmonary hypertension, right-sided heart failure, and the fact that she has pedal edema because does not want to use a CPAP any longer, period. Her confusion is multifactorial, nevertheless gives her a FAST score of 6D, period. Patient sleeping about 8 to 12 hours a day, period. When she does wake up, she's tired, she's weak, and she's debilitated, period. Patient has declined in her cardiac function in the past 4 to 6 weeks with increased shortness of breath, period. She appears edematous in her face and quite fatigued, as I mentioned, period. She does have occasional non-productive cough related to her CHF and definitely cannot lay flat, period. Her last MAC was reported at 36 centimeters on the left side. I have a copy of her medication, which I'm going to share with the medical director since her blood pressure was elevated, to see if we can change her medication to give her a better relief from elevated blood pressure, which can also lead to congestive heart failure as well. Thank you. Put down 2+ pitting edema bilaterally. Thank you.